Welcome to Millennial Money Minutes, where we tackle tough personal finance topics in 5 minutes or less, with your host, Grant from MillennialMoney.com and Matt from DistilledDollar.com.
Hey everyone, today we're going to talk about, is a wedding worth it? So this is a super special episode because I will be interviewing Matt and Marina, Mr. and the future Mrs. Distilled Dollar here today as they're deep in their wedding planning. As you probably know, I got married last August and spent about a year planning my wedding, and it was both one of the best and worst experiences of my life. So I wanted to put these two in the hot seat and say, hey, you two, is a wedding worth it?
Yeah, I mean, I'll let my fiance touch this one first.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I would agree with Grant on this one. I guess when all is going to be said and done, there'll be days where I say it was the best experience, and then there'll be days where I'll say never again, which, is the point, hopefully. So if all goes well, you only have to suffer through it once. I think the just the memories that you get to collect from that day are a lifetime's worth. So it's worth it, I think, yeah.
Yeah, I know for us, we're like looking at a budget, I don't know, maybe like 25, 30 grand. And it's tricky because, you know, we want to make it as the right day for us, but then we have to also manage other people's expectations, you know, their travel schedules, you know, coordinating the time. So it's tricky because obviously it's worth it for us in a lot of different ways, but you know, for some people, they might be on the fence, and that's, you know, those are the people that have to say no to going versus, you know, traveling. In our case, it's a destination wedding. So for us, yeah, like, we're constantly thinking, you know, is it worth it going out there? You know, what makes sense when it comes to, you know, the flowers or the cake? You know, there's just 1,000 different choices. So it's tricky. And I say it kind of goes back to, you know, what makes you happy, you know, what brings you satisfaction and joy at the end of the day. And you know, if you do want to plan for a big wedding for a big family, I think that's the route to go. But you know, if I think maybe you're more like us, I don't know, do you care much about all the details?
Well, no. I've had days where I've been the one convincing Matt, we should just go down to City Hall, like, let's just get married this weekend, let's just call
just take it. Take that ticket
and Let's just make a run for it. We'll apologize profusely. It'll be an inside joke for the rest of our lives. Like, remember that time we ran away and got married because y'all drove us crazy? Yeah, that's how we feel, especially with managing expectations. And it's really difficult with how that boundary with your family goes.
So how do you determine how you set the budget and how much is worth it? Because I personally had a budget of $35,000 for my wedding and blew through it and spent about $82,000. There's always things that are going to pop up. So how did you settle on that number? And
yeah, I would say the big thing for the way I looked at it was just kind of figuring out how much cash I would have on hand around the time of the wedding, and then just sort of thinking, okay, does it make sense to spend all that extra cash on the wedding, or should I invest more of it? And so I think that was a big part of it. So, how would you answer that question?
Well, we sat down and talked about really the kind of wedding that we wanted to have. Again, going back to thinking about what's important for us, right? What's going to make us happy at the end of the day, and what kind of memories do we want to make for the rest of our lives? So we sat down, we talked about that and what the budget for that would possibly look like. And then I think at the same time, we also talked about the timeline of when we would actually be getting married. And the reason for that was because we created like an Excel timesheet where we projected out if we were going on this course, let's say, you know, saving this percent and, you know, like making sure that we're maxing out our IRAs and all that good stuff. So after that, how many years into the future are we looking at that we can't afford a $20,000 wedding or a $40,000 or a $60,000 or an $80,000? And then we realize, well, you know, we would be happy with this type of wedding. So if it's going to cost us this much money, then we're probably going to be ready financially in order to, you know, get ourselves through that and not go bankrupt on day one of married life.
Yeah, and I'll say that piggybacking off of that, I mean, we don't want to wake up after the wedding with a credit card debt, you know, or a credit card bill. So that's been, you know, tying this wedding plan into the overall plan has actually helped inspire us to be more frugal, or at least more conscious over all the decisions we're making day to day. And I think at the end of the day, you know, being smart about wedding planning will go a long way, especially since it's going to be definitely one of the biggest expenses we have early in our lives. You know, maybe, you know, this is,
with
yeah,
the
this
exception
is
of student loan debt. Like, yeah,
that's... yeah, which is always going to hang over our heads, it feels like.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, this is going to be, yeah, so I think it's smart to plan ahead and try to knock this one out of the park.
Yeah, and I think the most important thing is that you're planning to pay cash for it, right? And so not taking out any debt.
That's the plan, at least.
That's the piggy bank fund.
So hope this was helpful, everyone. Thanks, Matt and Marina, and we'll chat with you soon.
Thanks for listening to Millennial Money Minutes. If you liked this podcast, please leave us a review on iTunes and subscribe. If you want us to cover a specific topic, use hashtag Millennial Money on Twitter or visit MillennialMoneyMinutes.com.